This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. After 2 years and an estimated 70,000 deaths, the U.S. is stepping up its involvement in Syria's civil war. The Obama administration has offered more direct aid to Syrian rebels who are fighting to topple the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Secretary of State John Kerry outlined the new aid after meeting today with Syrian opposition leaders in Rome. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary and joined us for more. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So what kind of aid is the U.S. talking about, and how is it different from what the U.S. has done in these past almost 2 years?
What's new about this aid, and they're announcing $60 million, is that it's going to go directly to the Syrian Opposition Council. The U.S. has been really worried about the rise of jihadist forces in Syria. They're the most effective and well-armed Syrian opposition folks on the ground. So this is an attempt to boost the more moderate rebels and really the political opposition, to help them provide basic services in areas that the rebels have liberated in Syria, to show that there is an alternative to Bashar al-Assad, but also an alternative to radical Islamists. So what they're doing is offering $60 million in aid, and that's going to go for administrative functions, things like security, sanitation, and educational services in those areas that have been liberated.
Now, military aid is what the opposition really wants. President Obama has been against providing weapons directly, but is it in any way sneaking up on something closer to that?
Well, what they are doing now is they're going to work with the Free Syrian Army to provide military rations and medical equipment to help wounded rebels. So this is not about arming the rebels, but there is going to be this non-lethal support. The Europeans have also eased an arms embargo so that they'll be able to do more of that, perhaps body armor or other gear. But what the U.S. is doing at this point is military rations and medical equipment.
So no suggestion of weapons, I mean, actual fighting equipment.
That's right. This is non-lethal aid, and that's all they're announcing at this point. There's the possibility also of intelligence sharing, but we're not hearing much about that yet.
Now, the Syrian opposition, as I just said, wants weapons, and it actually threatened to boycott today's meeting. Why did they show up?
Well, you know, there was a feeling that they don't look serious enough to Syrians when they keep coming to fancy hotels and conferences and returning with nothing to show for it. But Secretary Kerry called the Syrian opposition council head, Muaz al-Khatib, to convince him to come here, saying, you know, he's a new secretary of state. This is a second term Obama administration, and making clear that the U.S. was ready to change its approach. We've heard already that the opposition, in talks with Kerry, talked about the many needs they have, and the U.S. said that they'll keep all of that under review.
Now, this is John Kerry's first overseas trip as Secretary of State. Yesterday, the U.S. officials wrapped up talks on Iran's nuclear program and indicated there were signs of progress. Has he said anything about that yet?
So Kerry called those talks that took place in Kazakhstan this week useful. He urged Iran to consider the confidence-building steps that the U.S. and other world powers put on the table. You know, it was interesting, Renee, when a French journalist asked him in Paris yesterday whether he could see himself really reaching a deal with Iran, like a kind of Nixon goes to China moment. Kerry did repeat that the Obama administration is ready to negotiate one-on-one with Iran. He said that the U.S. wants better relations with Iran, but it starts with clearing up these questions about Iran's nuclear program.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman speaking to us from Rome. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.